Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
All right, you're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding God's Roadmap, this beautiful Bible, basic information before leaving Earth. Don't go home without it on WVFF 97.7. We're knee-deep in the Levitical law being given to the children of Israel, Leviticus chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them a censer and put fire therein and put incense therein and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. These men got caught up in the festive activities and just wanted more and more. God had just consumed, the sacrifice on the altar. And can you imagine the exuberance of all the people? Well, these guys wanted to go on. And I equate this to charismatics. I've been in holiness churches and such type churches most of my life until I was freed from that. And sometimes there is a carnival atmosphere inside the church. It gets out of hand. Preacher loses total control, and things just go crazy. Well, that's what happened here. There went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. So what he's been saying in the first 9 chapters, this is how you do it. These are the statutes you will follow. You'll be very precise in how you make these sacrifices. Do not do it any differently. Well, these guys got caught up in the moment. Oh, that was cool. All that fire that came down. Yes, yeah. Let's do it. Let's get some more going here.
Had the whole crowd, everybody's cheering.
Yes.
And,
just said, well, let's just add to it. And they were killed. They went out of fire from the Lord and devoured them. And they died before the Lord. And Moses, good thing God didn't specify that fancy outfit that he did for Aaron. So we took a whole chapter to describe Aaron's fancy outfits. And then he said, and they put coats on his sons.
Yeah.
God knew what was coming.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna put 160 hours worth of needlework into that.
Right, there's no wasting that.
Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Obviously, his sons were just incinerated.
Yeah, he was sitting there quiet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of taking notice of the seriousness of his job now.
Oh yes.
It was told to him he could die if he got out of line, and how he executed the priest's office. Both his sons are piles of ashes now. And he says, whoa, what have I gotten caught up in here? I am the chief priest. I better pay attention.
Yeah.
And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp of Moses had said. And Moses set upon Aaron and to Eleazar and unto Ithamar his sons, and cover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. You know, you have a family member die, you rent your clothing and all this. You know, no, these guys deserve what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but take notice of what God has done here today. Lest the wrath come upon all the people, but let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. Ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. They did according to the word of Moses exactly that day. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine or strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations.
Don't drink it at all. He said, don't drink and then go into the tabernacle.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Right. Yeah. And it makes mention of the wine and the strong drink.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like seven times in here God tells you to drink for various reasons.
Right.
Harvest, when your heart is sorrowful, when your heart is happy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But he does say that if you're drunk, you're a fool.
Right, right.
Yes.
Those who drink just to get drunk.
Yes. All things in moderation.
Right. Not to worry the man who drinks for sorrows.
Right. Paul wrote that nothing is illegal for the Christian. Some things are not good for the Christian. God will specify to some people, don't drink at all.
Mm-hmm.
To other people that can handle it and are emotionally equipped and spiritually equipped to handle it, he has no problem with it. But for those children that can't handle it, and God even goes so far as to say, if there's something that I allow you to do that's offensive to your neighbor, don't do it in front of him.
That's a good point, too.
Not don't do it.
Yep.
Don't do it in front of him. If you know it will harm him emotionally, don't do it in front of him. But I'm not telling you not to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Be thoughtful of your neighbor. Yeah. And that you may put difference between holy and unholy and between unclean and clean, and that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. Moses spake unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar and his sons that were left, the remaining ones.
Right.
The left. All right. You guys are all we got left.
Yes.
So you better pay attention.
Yeah, you straighten up. Yes. If you see your brothers.
Take the meat offering that remaineth of the offerings of the Lord made by fire and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. Ye shall eat it in the holy place, because it is thy due and thy son's due of the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the wave breast and the heaved shoulders ye shall eat in a clean place, thou and thy sons and thy daughters, and with thee, for they be thy due and thy son's due, which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel. And I cannot stress this enough. If you follow the law, it ends in death and bondage. We just seen Aaron's sons charbroiled because they did not follow it exactly. And when Jesus Christ came along and gave you grace, if you sin under grace, you can be forgiven very easily. If your heart, it all has to do with our, the heart must not want to. And we sin all the time with an unwilling heart. The heart wishes to follow after God. When you realize, if you realize that while you're sinning, your heart has no remorse, you need to evaluate your spiritual condition, because the heart is the compass of the soul. And you will sin. Everyone does. That's what we're seeing in the law here, even by accident, unconsciously, not even realizing, but sometimes blatantly. As long as your heart is remorseful, that means that your soul is in check with Jesus Christ and you have redemption through the blood of the Lamb. But if you realize, wow, I've become hard, my heart has become hard, I no longer even care that I sin, then you need to get on your knees and get things right with Christ and get your heart going in the right direction again.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned!